Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm talking to Laurette from Cognac Do, day one of the 2021 Cognac Expert Calendar. Can you tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Hello. Yes, of course. So I'm Laurette Didier and I'm in charge of the trade development for Do Cognac family, based in Sireuil, in the heart of the Cognac Do family.
So can you tell us what product are we tasting today?
We are tasting our Cognac Ordage called Louis Memory. We used to say here that this is a king's cognac, so a very prestigious cognac. So I hope you will enjoy it.
Can you tell us, is this a single cru cognac or is it a blend of cru?
This cognac is a blending only from the Grand Champagne area. The region of Cognac is made with different cru, Grand Champagne, Petite Champagne, Borderie, Finbois, Bonbois, and Bois Ordinaire. And Grand Champagne is the one with the best eau de vie in terms of peak of maturity, in terms of aging. That's why we use very old and very rare eau de vie to make this blending.
So just about the Grand Champagne being the premier cru of cognac, is that because it has the best aging ability or is it because just the quality of the eau de vie?
I would say it's both, thanks to a very long aging process. After 20 years aging in a barrel, this cru will come with a fine and delicate aromas. You need to age it very slowly and long. Whereas, for instance, Bonbois can have this peak of maturity earlier than that. In terms of soil, terroir, so it will be more fruity for Bonbois and Finbois, for instance, and it will be more floral, delicate for Grand and Petite Champagne. So the master blender, just some little words about him, Christophe Gauville. A very talented man. And for this Louis Memory in particular, he wanted to have something very rich, very aromatic, with the lens in the mouth as a real jewel, as we can say.
Can you talk a little bit about the conditions in the cellar or the cellars at Do Cognac?
So the master blender uses cellars with a particular atmosphere. He needs controlled hygrometry. Hygrometry means a good balance between the humidity and the exterior temperature. The master blender needs to have humid cellars because it will help the eau de vie to have a very slow maturity. The French oak cask used, big grains, Limousine cask, it will help to have a nice aromatic peak for this eau de vie.
So the barrels are not a fine grain barrel.
Yes.
So now getting to the age of this Louis Memory, can you say how old this cognac is?
The eau de vie, generally around 40 years age. It's an average when I say 40 years age. The important thing is to choose the eau de vie that will have succeeded in expression during their full aging process. Some of them younger, about 20 years age, but never below. We also have some eau de vie going way beyond 60 years age.
I see. So there are almost 100 different eau de vie to choose from, and the variety of different ages really makes quite a complex blend.
Absolutely.
Are there any additives used in the production of this cognac? For example, caramel coloring or the addition of sugar?
There is no additives for this cognac Ordage. Not necessary for such good qualities. You can have some additives in younger eau de vie for other blending.
So now if we move into a tasting note of this Do Louis Memory, how would you describe the nose?
So the nose is really a typical example of what you can find with old cognac. You have a very nice combination between citrus and cloves. The end of the nose is with a quince jelly. different aromas with the nose. Then it will be revealed with the palate. The cognac will evolve. If you sip all the cognac and you leave only a little bit of the liquid on your glass and you leave it on the table and you come back the morning after, then you will have totally different aromas, a lot of expressions.
Sometimes I don't wash my glasses so that in the morning when I'm making coffee, I give the glass them the night before a smell, and it's incredible. Now moving on to the taste and the palate of the Louis Memory, how would you describe the different flavors and textures that our tasters are going to experience?
The palate, in fact, is really pleasant. You will have many, many sensations, and it will evolve also taste after taste. First, dried fruits. You will get also cinnamon and notes of moss. At the end, cedar sap and tobacco leaves. The palate is really rich, really generous, with a big intensity and a long finish.
And I didn't ask, it's 40% ABV?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 40%. Yeah, it's 80 proof. The final blend is quite low in terms of degrees after the aging process, because year after year, you lose degrees. This is called the angel share. This is the evaporation of alcohol. Every year, we lose between 2 and 3% of alcohol. The percentage of alcohol is naturally low, whereas for other quality like BSOP, we cannot obtain the same result.
Yeah. Wow. So 2 or 3% angels share. I mean, the angels take a big share.
Yes. And in fact, if you come to Cognac region, you will find dark walls, and this is the angel share, but more about fungus called Torula. And this Torula, this little thing, is eating alcohol vapors.
It's one of the easy ways to spot where cognac is being produced is just look for the black walls on the outside of the building. And then just about the finish of this cognac, how would you describe the finish?
Really rich again, really generous, exceptionally rare in intensity again. You will not have a space in your mouth empty of aromas of this cognac. It's really full and generous.
It's complex, it's balanced, it's mature. If you had to pair this cognac with one thing, what would you recommend?
I love sweets. I would pair with dark chocolates, something to balance the spice of this cognac, the tobacco note, to have something very different from the cognac.
A nice contrast. So, Laurette, thank you for talking to us about this Dos Louis Memory. We hope all the tasters enjoy the nice balance and complexity that it brings.
Thank you, Taylor. I really hope that everybody enjoyed this Cognac Louis Memory.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.